Riot podcast time.
Ding,
now,
ding.
Here's the thing. We got this podcast going on right now, but we actually have a ton of other stuff.
We do. When it rains, it's just pouring stuff.
We just flooded our YouTube channel. Flash flood warning.
If you go to Radio U Riot on YouTube, we did a Riot Skips Work yesterday, IKEA edition.
That's going to be a new series of videos
that
we're going to be doing. So there's that. What else did we do?
You did your Obadiah Plays.
I played ARMS for the Nintendo Switch. Now you've got a Riot control in the podcast, but if you actually want to watch me playing, you can see that.
Because that sounds fun.
Who wouldn't want to watch
actually,
me play
games? Actually, it is
fun.
Obi does a good job with that. And then we have Ryan from Greeley Estates. That interview is also in this podcast as well, or on YouTube at Radio U Riot. If you make sure to subscribe to us there, and then on YouTube now, everybody has to say and click the bell to be notified for your videos.
Yeah, so make sure you click the bell.
So that way you'll actually get the videos in your subscription box. So
man, they just...
They make it hard, don't they?
They actually do. It's really weird. It's like, hey, I've got these people I like on YouTube. I want to watch their stuff. I subscribe to it. Well, yeah, you subscribe, but you're not going to get it.
Well, I think it's hard. It's kind of two-sided, because on one, if you follow like a ton of people, you might miss it anyway, right. So it helps with that. But it is notoriously known that in YouTube, sometimes in your feed, you won't just get certain videos.
No, I know.
Why? So the notifications help.
There's a channel I subscribe to that I found out the other day where I was like,
There's all their stuff.
I was like, wait, there's all these videos. They didn't show up in my...
I know.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But that's all available, Radio U Riot, or of course our Radio U Facebook page, where we would love to hear from you.
So stuff in today's podcast, a title for Jurassic World 2. San Francisco says you can do one thing and not another, and we just can't wrap our minds around it. Lots of angry food stories. Let's see. We talked to Ryan from Greeley Estates.
Super, super great guy.
Really liked that. What you can eat in Oregon and the aforementioned riot control. So you guys enjoy the podcast. Remember, stop by our Facebook page or hit us up on Twitter. You can find links to all of that at riot.radiou.com.
You first.
I was just saying, we really do like to hear from you guys.
We do. It's one of our favorite things. And have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
It's a weekend.
To do.
He has a busy weekend. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Maybe you'll recall, not last summer, but the summer before that, there was a certain movie about dinosaurs. It was like a remake, reboot, sequel.
Jurassic World?
World, Nikki.
Yes, Chris Pratt. Jurassic World.
Why have a park when you can have the world?
True. Titles are important.
It's important. It's about scope. And I figure in 20 years from now, we'll be ready for Jurassic Universe.
True.
Do you start with solar system? Jurassic Galactic Quadrant? I don't know. But Jurassic World, they just announced the title of Jurassic World 2. Now, of course, sequels, you're not going to put a 2 on it.
That's not done anymore.
Unless it's an ironic 2, like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You know, even they couldn't just say 2, they had to say Volume 2. So Jurassic World 2, which is not Jurassic World 2, now has a subtitle. Jurassic World, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Well, we always do.
Fallen Kingdom.
Okay, sure.
Well, I think... And remember, this is all speculation, as Nikki and I still have not filmed our segments yet. I think that Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom may be referring to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Because in the first Jurassic World, things went very poorly in the park.
True.
Because if they had gone well, it would have been a really dumb movie about a couple of angsty teen and preteen boys that creepily stare at the girls at the park and then go home to their parents who are fighting.
But not really movie. It's not really the whole movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that's something there.
But there's one more thing, Nikki.
What is it?
And this where it gets... Oh!
This is selling it. Here's the selling it part.
They got a little tagline on the movie poster.
Okay, Jurassic, so start at the beginning.
Okay, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Fallen Kingdom.
Yes.
Life Finds a Way.
So that's the tagline?
That's the tagline.
We're
on
getting
the poster.
A little wordy.
It's getting a little. See, you got to look at it. Can you see it? Like, it's just the little thing that shows up at the bottom of the poster.
That's fine then. Okay.
Okay.
It looks good.
Just a little something you say. So, Life Finds a Way, of course, a quote from Dr. Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park. And so they say that he's going to be returning in this movie. So not only is it like, oh, that's clever, but like it's a throwback to the movie. And he's coming back.
And he's there.
So people that love Jurassic Park, and they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World made over $1 billion.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
So for Jurassic World 2, I know, but just for
Fallen Kingdom,
sake, let's just say that way.
Fallen Kingdom.
For Fallen Kingdom, what year might this come out in?
I think it comes out next year, right?
2018?
Pretty sure it's a 2018 joint. So, yeah, 2018. It made, Jurassic World didn't make just over a billion. It made $1.6
billion.
Holy crap.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
Uh-uh, we ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
San Francisco is an interesting place. It's a place where you could go and poop on the sidewalk and you're fine.
But also be a kajillionaire and live next door to that.
Yeah. And, you know, all of that public defecation, urination, whatever, it's fine. But I'll tell you what, there is no way that you are getting a chicken McNugget in this city.
They do have some odd rules within the city limits.
There's no Happy Meals. I don't even know. Like, there's only a couple of McDonald's. It's huge.
Well, yeah, why bother? Would just be right outside the lines.
Well, I mean, think about that. A city that doesn't want Happy Meals, but they're like, go to the bathroom anywhere you want. There is an odd series of overlapping and, to me, contradictory.
Yeah.
Mentality. But
they don't see that. You don't see it sometimes when you're in.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so like, unless you go out look in at San Francisco, some of the quirks.
Yeah. So, for example, right now, it would be fine in San Francisco for you to go over to a tobacco shop or smoke shop or vape shop and just pee all over the sidewalk. But they're looking at banning the sale of flavored vape.
Oh.
So if you would say you were going down to the grape vape to, you know, fill up your whatever.
You can't have the flavored version.
They're looking to ban that. Any kind of a flavored liquid nicotine at all.
Now,
so,
I think what San Francisco is saying is you can do whatever. You can eat at McDonald's. You can vape, but you can't have any fun with it. You can't get a toy, right, like with a Happy Meal.
Yeah, that's right. You're not allowed to have toys with a Happy Meal.
And you can't have grape flavored.
You can vape if you want to.
But not in a fun way.
But that cherry, Mr. Cherry Berry or whatever the heck you're getting.
That's not something they're going to allow.
That's completely gone now. They're wiping that out. So that's what San Francisco says. They're working on that. And interestingly enough, they would be the first city in the United States to take such a measure.
Now, why though? They haven't explained. Is it because of wanting people to not vape?
They say that it's because those flavored nicotines, they're just talking about liquid here, but they say those are, according to studies, whatever they're referencing, I do not know. They say those are like the gateway to smoking. Like, you start with the flavored vapes, pretty soon it's just vapes, and pretty soon you're freebasing tobacco. I don't know. But like, they say that that's where it starts. So,
okay.
So here's a direct quote from, who is she? She is the city councilor, I believe, that is sponsoring this bill. She says, for too many years, the tobacco industry has selectively targeted young adults with products that are deceptively associated with fruits and mint candy. I do love
that,
mint.
That is true.
Menthol cools the throat, so you don't feel the smoke and the irritants, and it masks those with flavors. This legislation is about saying enough is enough. So they are going to, again, make that impossible.
I still find it a slippery slope of then, where's the line?
I don't know.
From vaping to like flavored sodas to, well, why is your sucker have a flavor? Shouldn't it just be regular?
Well, I just, again, come back to, I feel like in a city that says, like, no, you cannot have flavored tobacco, it would be a city that's like, no, you can't go to the bathroom here.
Or, no, you can't have a high school dance. But instead, San Francisco has a lot of stuff that they let that other cities don't.
It's just
inconsistent.
It's different. Well, there is consistency to it. It's just not the kind of consistency that you and I expect.
Sure, that makes sense.
My favorite part of The Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's The Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Does anybody even know what a BTU is? Because right now, first off, it is stank in this room.
It's stank.
It's the room.
Okay. It's the room. It's the equipment. It's how hot it gets. It gets very humid in here. And there's not much you can do about it except run a fan.
It feels like there's a dragon breathing into this room. And I don't mean...
It does, doesn't it?
And it's not breathing fire, you understand. It's just that it's like a hot, wet breath that has been warmed. It's been warmed in a fiery belly, but it's just being breathed out. And it's moist.
No matter if you would think like the dragon spit up on us and it was just an oppressive thing.
I ate too much gold today.
Yeah. 74, 73?
I don't know. I just know that it's not good. And I was looking here, Nikki, I could get us a window air conditioner for this room. And here's what I was thinking is, you know, we'll just put it in, okay? And then normally people start showing up at work at certain times. Like, we'll just pull it out and store it behind the counter.
That feels like a lot of setup and tear down every day.
Well, okay, when we come in here, there are things that we have to do to get ready for the show. It'll just be like, okay, you hold the window and I'll put the air conditioner in.
You mean turn the lights on? Because that's about it.
The monitors are off.
Okay, turn the monitor.
I have to get my laptop out.
All right, fine. We do have a little setup.
That's quirk.
I don't know. I still think an overhead fan. We can't have something too loud because you will hear it. So I don't know what else to do. It's just during this time of the year, it is gross in here. Sorry, room. I'm so sorry.
It knows.
That was mean. It's not your fault.
It's like junior high before people started wearing deodorant.
It doesn't smell or anything.
But it's uncomfortable.
True.
I need a certain level of comfort, Nikki, to function. And I'm about to do something that we're not supposed to do. I'm about to touch the thermostat.
You gonna turn it down?
Yeah. So the thing is,
Do it. So we
use the thermostat and we turn it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we just need to set a reminder to turn it back up before anybody gets here.
We're not supposed to touch it. Well, so, you're supposed to. It's a delicate balance of like what this room's temperature is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Again, for the put your hands up with air quotes equipment. But yeah, go touch it.
Okay.
Go turn it down.
If anybody says anything, I'm going to say that you did it.
What if we start making this room like 60 and then we turn it back?
No, because then the air
then
conditioning.
Then we might break something.
Remember all the trouble we have with the air conditioning units in the building already? There's this guy that comes and he, like, you just hear him stomping around, getting mad.
Because we, like, what do? You freeze him over or something?
Constantly. Yeah, it freezes over.
Like, were you trying to get it colder? No, that wasn't us at all.
It's weird. We were running the heat. Is that what's causing the problem?
To freeze it over? Well, go bump it down a couple then.
Just like a couple of degrees.
Just to see.
Just enough to make it turn on.
Okay.
Something that would blow air.
Well, we're living dangerously today, guys. Dangerously.
It is Friday.
I mean, who touches the unit on the wall? Not us.
It's not hooked up, so it doesn't matter.
No, I think if you try and then we'll listen and we'll see if we hear something click and then turn on.
We're gonna have a great time today. This is gonna be fun. What'd you guys do? Well, we hit this button and listen for the air, and then if it doesn't come on,
we
hit the button again.
Turned it down.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
We have had on this show multiple reports of Chicken McNugget related violence. Haven't we?
You've got some lady like going over the counter because they're not having chicken nuggets sold right now.
Throwing stuff.
Going through the drive-through window or trying.
I got another one.
Like they're not fast enough making them.
This is a new one. This is not the same one as last week or the week before or whatever. Pierce County, Washington. A woman who is irritated because there's a very long line at the drive-through.
Yeah.
And I get that.
We understand that. You can be irritated.
She was hangry. You guys know what I'm talking about. So she's getting in the line. She went ahead and she orders her food. And when she gets up to the window, according to the people that worked in the McDonald's, she already had, air quotes, an attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
So she's at the window getting her food or is she at the ordering?
She's at the window getting her food. And she complained that they did not immediately give her drink
because
she'd been waiting so long she was thirsty. Then she complained that there was something in her drink. We don't know what.
Perhaps then, from the time that she complained, where was her drink?
Right. So then they gave her her food, and she got her chicken McNuggets out, and she opened it up and counted, and they did, in fact, short her a nugget. Now, look, I've been there.
That sets her off.
Because, and I understand, it's like when you see a roommate or a friend eating your French fries, and it's like you had already in your mind thought, okay, this is how many French fries I have, and now that number has been reduced.
Well, and it's not someone else's place to tell you. Like, maybe they're like, well, 20's plenty, 19's not such a big deal. You've got plenty of nuggets. It's not someone's place to still take one away.
You don't get to say.
That's still, you're the full set should be yours.
Who are you to tell me what is enough when it comes to
nuggets? Correct.
Okay? So the lady took, she obviously at this point, very angry, and threw her drink through the drive-thru window.
Oh, now that's not what we do.
Then they closed the window, and that's when she began hitting the window until, you know, it started to break. They finally opened the window, and then she pointed her gun at them through the window and began screaming. So, I mean, this may come as a shock, but they ran away.
True. Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Called the police. The lady took her food, left, and went home. Well, the police were able to track the, I love this so much, they were able to track the car down, and they went to the house, and they rang the doorbell, and they could see people, no one would come to the door, they could see them hiding in through the window.
Like they're not going to come back again and still find you. So you can't hide from this.
So the guy that lived there eventually ran out the back door, the police chased him down, and the woman hid in the attic. And this is where it all ends. They ended up bringing him down.
Mm-hmm.
She pled not guilty to second degree assault and was ordered to jail because she didn't pay bail.
Lady, what they should have done is just taken a nice thing of nuggets and put it down at the front door and opened it up and just waited for her to come down.
She couldn't resist the power
of
nuggets.
She cannot resist the power of the chicken McNugget.
Oh my gosh, no. Can you imagine that? That would have been the way to handle it. The police show up and knock and they're like, hey, we're investigating a complaint. We heard that McDonald's shorted you some nuggets.
We brought you some more. Won't you come down and talk to us?
So we brought you some nuggets. So if you want to come out and get some nuggets.
Right here.
We're going to help you out.
Kind of like when they, you hear like urban legends of when police officers make it seem like someone won a prize. Yeah, won a free boat or a prize just to bring in, you know, felons and stuff.
Yeah.
Like well, you could totally do that.
You could get. I'll tell you what. If you want to trap me, put out some chicken McNuggets.
It'll work.
I got to tell you. I mean, at some point, I might think this might be a trap, but I'd be like, I don't even care. I'm getting nuggets.
Let's learn something from this, okay? No matter what drive-thru you're going through, and it might be long, and you might be waiting, and they might be in the wrong.
Yeah.
But let's just watch how we respond.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what? Even if you're shorted a nugget, a gun isn't going to get you more nuggets. I mean, it will short term, but over the long term, you're going to end up with less nuggets.
Correct.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I've got a game plan, guys. All right, I'm off cable. I'm out. But this fall, I'm going to need access to some sports.
And it seems like you're preparing now.
I am preparing now. I've actually got two things going. I got this whole antenna thing I'm trying to get worked out. Maybe I'll tell you about it later, but who cares? And then there's YouTube TV. I was like, yeah, I'll sign up for that.
It's not here, though.
It's not. They just announced it's expanded to 5 more markets. So if you want Yulu, great. YouTube.
That is a new hybrid of Hulu and YouTube.
If you want,
only the super cool get a chance to get that.
You know, that's right. So if you want YouTube TV, you can get it in Phoenix, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Alabama, Miami, Orlando, Daytona Beach, Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's it. And 5 of those they just added. So
I thought you had a login to someone's cable account.
Well, I mean, like, I don't
even
know.
For emergency situations for football games.
I haven't even tried it, if you want to know the truth.
It should work for you.
I mean, maybe. We'll see. But I was planning on subscribing. So that way, so now I got to look. Now I got to, check PlayStation View? Because that's a thing. So
what channels are you trying to get?
Well, okay, here's the part that everybody hates. You got to have ESPN. That's the part that's fine.
That's what they're telling you.
Then they're like, oh, you got to have the Big Ten Network or the SEC Network or the Pac-10 Network. So I got to find somebody that's got to deal with that. And you know that's not going to be on the cheapest tier. That's going to be on the shed more tears to get more channels tier. So I got to get that. And so that'll...
The tears tear.
But what I was thinking is that if I was able to space them out properly. So let's... Yeah. Okay, let's say, like, what if Ohio State's second football game is, like, September 1st, yeah. All right? And that's on the Big Ten Network. This is all theoretical, guys, just to
Everybody
be clear.
Just walk along with this.
But then the next game that's on the Big Ten Network isn't until, like, the middle of October. So that would try to get you to subscribe for two concurrent months. So you run it for 30 days.
Oh, my
gosh. You take it off for 14 days.
Oh, my gosh.
You put it back on for a day. Because, Nikki, I don't want to get...
How much is that saving you? A couple of dollars?
It's not about the money.
What?
It's about the principle.
Is it?
It's about letting
those...
Which is
about money.
It's about letting those people know if they short me a nugget, I'm going to short them something.
You're one step from me having to send the police to your house.
That's not true. And I do know how to get into the attic, and I can't hide up there. That's fine.
Because you put an antenna up there.
I just plug in, I watch TV up there.
All right. Well, if worse comes to worse, I have logins you can use too. They're mine, so.
I was trying to be, you know, that the guy that is a cord cutter but is doing the right thing. Something else I discovered, by the way, I am, like, working on a way to watch local TV. Like, I've got an antenna. Here's what I discovered. I set up my new online digital DVR last night. Guess what? I don't watch anything on TV.
Right? Why are you bothering? When do you watch local stuff?
That was what I discovered. When? I was like, all right, I'm going to set it up and set up some stuff to record.
Nothing.
And I was checking the guide the next 2 weeks. I have one recording scheduled.
Why'd you go through all that work?
I got a second recording scheduled because I was like, well, I just want to make sure it works.
All that effort and you don't even watch anything.
It's so not worth it. I mean, why not?
You felt pressured to set it up like a traditional TV method, and you don't need to do that.
I'm playing with it, really, because I'm obviously not watching it.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to the worst of the Riot? Radio U.
So it seems like there's really a lot of angry diners out there today. Did you hear about the guy in Las Vegas?
What did he do?
Well, he went to a taco place and apparently a customer got really mad because the nachos were not
done. Why are we all getting mad?
What?
Well, now I think I know why. I mean,
what? Well, you know what, Nikki? Why don't you tell
us?
Is that what it is?
It is hot out, and we're hungry, and it's harder times.
So, apparently there was an argument over the carne asada and the chicken nacho toppings, and he felt that the nachos that he got were not proper. Like, I don't know if he didn't feel like he got enough, or he got too much, or got the wrong kind, but he ended up going back into the kitchen. And it ended up with two people getting their arms cut pretty badly, and then him stabbing the cook 14 times. 14 times!
That's crazy.
One for each nacho. So, dude is in the hospital, and they say lucky to be alive, but he is alive, and he will recover. So,
to eat again.
Well,
we could just all be easy about that next time.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen to the guy who did all the stabbings, but they haven't found him yet. Police say they may have left in a light-colored silver Honda, but they have not found the people that did this yet. All over nachos?
Well, I think what you have to realize, okay, think of it like
chicken
an iceberg.
Nuggets?
An iceberg.
All right, okay.
Okay. There's a lot underneath, and it just all comes to a point.
And there's just a nacho sticking out of the top?
The nacho was the top part, and then it all just broke apart.
But underneath the surface, what we can't see, there's
more.
So much more.
There's way more
than just nachos.
There's tacos, burritos, everything, churros, all the stuff.
The thing that I think is tough about it is, okay, you're just the nacho cook guy.
It's not really bad. You're just going to work,
like, whatever, no big deal, and all of a sudden things get real, you know? So this guy didn't say to himself, you know what, every day before I make the nachos, I put on this body armor, and I practice an ancient nacho fighting art to prepare myself just in case things go down.
You never know. You just never know when someone is going to go crazy around you.
You didn't go to McDonald's, and you were like, okay, One of the things we do around here is we triple count the chicken McNuggets because we never know what's going to happen. And in case it does, we keep this samurai sword, a baseball bat, and an AK-47 by the window just in case things go bad.
People have to just take a step back and stop reacting like this.
Yeah, but they're...
When we don't get our way. Even if you're right in that, like you should be getting your way, just because you don't doesn't mean you have to go all weird.
I mean, you know... I just feel like in both of these circumstances, a calm, polite conversation with the server and or the person at the window could have resulted in probably some extra nuggets.
Not stabbing someone 14 times.
In this case, maybe another order of chicken nachos.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I stayed in a hotel, was it 2 weekends ago? And they had something really weird. They let you watch Netflix with your own password.
You logged in with it?
Yes, I didn't like that.
Like on the TV or something?
Yep, it literally. Like they had Netflix, they had Hulu, they had, I don't remember. There was some other online service, might have been Amazon, where it was like, yeah, just go ahead and put in your login credentials here and you can watch Netflix. And it was like, yeah, okay, that's good. But how do I know that you're not, you know...
Watching
what I'm watching or saving or like... Anything like
well,
that.
I wouldn't think it'd be possible on the TV unless you utilize that feature.
Right, like at this point, I just assume they're watching everything I do in my hotel and now they're just watching me watch Netflix.
Sure. So I don't know. It makes sense when you're traveling, especially if you're not going to use any of the paid services.
Yeah, because...
But yet, if you want to watch something.
The last time I bought a movie in a hotel, it was that last Star Trek movie. And I think I paid... $20 for it. And here's the sad reality. I sat in my hotel room and watched it twice. Once at night, once the next day, and I felt like it was worth it.
That's not at all. When you travel, you know, you're tired.
Well, I was tired and I had to be back at the thing. And so I only had like a window to be there.
And good on you for watching it twice to really get your money out of it.
It's better than hanging out at the hotel bar.
It's fine. You're one step from, like, ordering pizza to your room.
Who says I didn't?
Did you?
Who says that there wasn't a pizza and some soda and some Star Trek? Who says?
Oh, boy.
But see, Nikki, I could have saved myself a lot of money. I could have just logged into Netflix and looked at all that stuff that I'm not watching on Netflix right now, filling up my queue. I could have browsed endlessly and fallen asleep with pizza in my face.
Depending on the TV, it would be nice if you could just, you know, send it from your phone or your laptop to use the screen without a cord, or bring a cord.
Cast it.
Yeah, but not all hotels are as up, making it possible for you to do that.
Yeah. Well, most people wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you can just throw it from your phone to the TV. Excuse me, what? Throw my phone at the TV? Not exactly what I meant.
For the content that you're watching.
Yeah, but no, they apparently it's something that AT&T has worked out with a few different, like the Hyatt, a few other different Hyatts. And I was at a Marriott, I think? It was a nice hotel. I was actually surprised by how nice it was since, you know, I Priceline that thing. And I was just looking for a place to flop.
Yes, you just wanted something for the night. It's fine.
I had a race the next morning, and I'd been planning on winning, so I wanted to be really close to the start line. So, but yeah, they just let you do Netflix, and apparently it's something that is going to be way more...
popular at hotels?
Yeah, like...
I guess I can see that because then they don't have to provide the content, which I assume is cheaper for them.
See, I just thought they made buku bucks off of that.
I don't know. Maybe not so much anymore because
maybe people just don't buy it.
Well, if I have Netflix and if I'm in a hotel room, I'm probably just going to watch it again on my phone.
Yeah, that's true.
So they want you to at least turn on the TV. I guess.
Because when you turn on the TV, it defaults to that channel where they're like, our wonderful room service. And maybe that's where they think they're making their
money. Enjoy the pool. Come eat at the food. And maybe they'll get you out of the room if they can show you ads while you're at least on the screen.
I will tell you, I went down to the snack place at some point and paid $18 for 2 M&Ms.
They got you.
I don't mean 2 bags. I mean 2 little M&Ms.
Aww.
Well, you know, Nikki,
were they gold M&Ms?
They don't fill those bags like they used to.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
It is is The Riot on Radio U. Pretty excited to get a chance to meet somebody that's new to me.
I know, a new guy.
His name is Ryan. He's from Greeley Estates.
We are so excited. Newly added to Radio U starting today.
Uh-huh. So, Ryan,
good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I'm good.
So, Ryan, there's a lot of stuff about you we don't know, so let's just dive in. Where are you from?
I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where it's been hot.
Chicago originally, but... it's supposed to be 118 today.
We've been watching the weather kind of all week because that's been making national news. So they've been talking about how crazy it's been.
This is like our winter, essentially, right? Where no one wants to leave the house, you know, for a couple months. But luckily we've got, you know, like 8 months that are beautiful out of the year. So you just got to stick it out during the summer.
So what gets you to go from Chicago to Phoenix?
Yeah, just right after I graduated high school, I just wanted something new and headed out. You know, I had visited a friend out here in high school and then just figured I'd check it out. And that's kind of when the whole band thing started. It, pretty much right after I got out of here, started going to school and then started the band and didn't really look back. You know, I'm pretty happy out here. Obviously, the summers are rough, but it's worth it. So.
Remember, OB, in Chicago, the winters are probably just as rough as the summers in Phoenix, so you're trading.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal out there. I still love that city, but it was a good change for me.
Sure.
I like the pace out here.
Cool. So we're talking to Ryan from Greeley Estates. Now, Ryan, you guys are about to release an album, but it's been a while since you guys put anything out. How come such a long break?
You know, we went hard for about... like over a decade on the road and just putting out records every year and a half, 2 years. And I think we're, you know, just getting older and life's kind of hitting us. You know, I have two daughters, not young daughters now. Our drummer's got a family, our drummer Chris. And, you know, just kind of taking a break to actually catch up with family and kind of, you know, we were doing 8 to 10 months out of the year.
That's a lot to keep up with. Yeah.
Were you guys, like, did you guys take kind of a break or were you still touring? You just haven't done music?
Yeah, it's been pretty much a break. We really haven't done a whole lot, just a few shows here and there. I think it's kind of hilarious. I think we've only played two shows in the last year, one in LA and one in Arizona. So a lot has changed for us. We never actually broke up or anything. It's just some of the guys have tried new projects. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the family. I've been working on, you know, I finished my master's degree, kind of doing some new things with our lives. It's crazy. It's not very rock and roll, right? But, you know.
Wait,
you spend that much out of your life kind of just focused on music, and then I think it's kind of nice to catch up on some other things, you know, reconnect with family and friends and all that.
It's being realistic with rock and roll, all right? That way
you can
continue it and still come back, whereas some bands never return, you know, because they push themselves so much. So this is more realistic how it kind of could be.
Yeah, and it makes sense for us right now. It's still an outlet. You know, we still know there's some fans out there that want to hear new music, and it's fun for us to put it out when we can.
Well, for Greeley Estates, the new music comes out on the 27th, so it's soon, for Calling All the Hopeless EP. And you're the main writer for the songs, right?
Yeah, I write the lyrics and the vocals and all that, the melodies. But our guitarist, Dave, I'd obviously give him the credit for this record. He's the one that really pushed to get a record out.
Mm-hmm.
Him and our bassist, Tyler, are in a new band called Dead, at DED. They're doing really well right now, all over the radio and on some big tours. So they've really been focused on that project. But Dave is the one that really pushed to get this record out. So I'd really give it, and he actually produced it too. So it's pretty cool. I'm really glad that he stayed on us because we're really excited about this record. But I'd say he's kind of the mastermind behind this record for sure.
Well, we were impressed by the songs, but then super impressed by the lyrics and just what these songs talk to people about. So we were very, 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 very impressed.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I finished my master's degree last year, and I've always kind of wanted to work with young adults, and I'm actually a therapist now. In Arizona, I work with young adults dealing with, like, addiction, depression, all, you know, pretty much everything in that realm. And I think a lot of, not only, you know, the lyrics, a lot of them kind of go along with my own life experience, my own work I've done, but also what I've seen in my work now. So it's, it's very different from the days when I did it full time, but it's still fun to kind of have that outlet and share where I'm at this point in my life too now.
Awesome. So is that where you got your master's in? You went back for therapy?
Yeah, for counseling. So I'm a therapist at a treatment center in Arizona here. One that I've wanted to work at for a long time. Even while I was touring, I kind of had this in the back of my mind, slowly working through school, that I'd like to eventually do that and kind of use my life experience on the road, you know, to kind of help other people going through stuff. So,
man, I'm impressed.
Totally impressed.
I'm impressed. This is Ryan from Greeley Estates.
Today, the new song "Calling All the Hopeless" starts. So you can now request and hear it and vote for it for the most wanted. And then, like we said, the album, the EP, will be out next week on the 27th.
Man, Ryan, to go from like you're a lead singer of a rock and roll band, but then you also have your master's degree. You're doing therapy. Like, that's amazing, dude.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's fun. I love it. I actually use music in some of my therapy sessions. I don't obviously tell my patients who I am or anything, mm-hmm. but I really enjoyed it. It's fun, and it's kind of like a new new outlet that I'm really pursuing. And you know, for me, having kids too, being gone that much just doesn't make sense for me anymore.
Sure.
Not to say that we're done with tours, but things just change. Yeah, you get older, and your perspective on things changes a little bit. And like I said, that's literally all we did. We were on the road as much as possible for a good 10, 12 years and enjoyed it. And it definitely, I mean, I would never trade it for the world, but I'm glad that we're still able to kind of come together as friends and put together music when we can. And hopefully people are in the new stuff. We're pretty excited about it.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, thanks for making time for us this morning, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, right on. Hang on just one second.
Hang
Ryan
tight.
From Greeley Estates.
Yes, we're so excited for the album. It really is something special. So Calling All the Hopeless, again, the EP is out on the 27th. And thanks again to Ryan for joining us from a new Radio U band, Greeley Estates.
Want to know what The Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's The Worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Now, I was supposed to go to Oregon last Christmas. United ruined everything. Thanks, United.
It wasn't just United didn't let you on the plane. That was the day of, like, you waited still at the airport how many hours and then on the phone with them?
I want to say I was at the airport for somewhere between 8 and 10 hours. I honestly can't remember how long.
That's longer than the trip there and back.
Yes. Yeah. We actually, the trip, if we had spent 2 more hours at the airport, it would have been like taking the trip.
Yeah.
Like, went
without
home.
The trip.
I will tell you right now, leaving the airport when you are not planning on, like, when you were planning on leaving and coming home, it's the weirdest thing. One of the weirdest things
you
I've
had
ever
already,
experienced.
I mean, in your mind, you're already like, okay, we're going on vacation.
I turned off the mail, taking the time off from work. Like, I mean, you do all this stuff, and then you're like, and now
nothing? Nothing at all.
I guess we'll go
see
Rogue One again.
But the airline didn't even give Obi another chance. It was so bad.
They
like,
just
the airline
it.
Was so bad that they were just like, well, no, that's it.
But I'm going back at Thanksgiving, and that's where the good news starts, okay? Thanksgiving, what do? It's family, it's friends, it's food. Now, food can get expensive, especially if you have a lot of the first two, the family and the friends, which is why Oregon has done something that's going to make everything okay, Nikki.
What is it?
In Oregon, it is now legal for you to harvest your roadkill.
Oh, ta-da!
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yay. Put the little raccoon on the table.
Okay, 5 months from Thanksgiving, but still, it gives me a chance to start practicing. So, like, when that raccoon swerves, guess who else does?
Lately, I've been seeing a lot of raccoons on the side of the road, and they're always on their back with their little legs up, kind of like from the heat and stuff, still looking fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Aww, poor little guys.
You don't want to eat those guys.
No, I don't know the rules.
Well,
I mean, I've heard of, like, some of our bands have even flirted with, you know, the you can eat those things or you can cook them, like, on your car while you're driving. But I don't know what's the rule of...
Oh, my gosh, I don't want to eat that.
I don't know what's the rule of, like, if you hit it too much or how long has it been there or how do you know if it starts to decompose?
Well, I wouldn't recommend eating any roadkill that you didn't kill. And that's not what
like, you know, the moment of death.
Right. Now, in Oregon, here's the deal. If you do, like you hit an elk or a deer, and these are the two things they're saying that
that's
you can harvest
wanting.
For sure. Yeah. You have to contact Oregon Fish and Wildlife, and you have to surrender the antlers, which...
Is that the money?
I guess. I mean, is that like the proof that you killed it? I don't know. But you are then allowed to do so.
Maybe
actually,
that's to keep people. Maybe that's to keep people from killing it just to get the antlers.
It depends on the state that you're in, like when you're allowed to harvest them. I think the
don't
antlers.
Use that word.
Well, what else? What do you want me to say?
Process.
Process?
I like it better than Harvest. Harvest could be like humans as well, and I just don't like any of that.
Oh, let's see. In Washington State, even if, like, let's say a motorist hits a deer and they don't want it, you can have it. It says right there that you...
I get lost sometimes on YouTube videos, and I watched this one where the guy, that is his thing was. He was somewhere in England, and he would, most of his meat, he never bought it from stores, like grocery stores. He would always just pick it up from roadkill. So he was talking about how much money he saved over the years. And then he would serve it to his friend as kind of like a...
revenge?
No, like they knew, they were having a party knowing they were eating something they would call like exotic.
Uh-huh.
But then this guy was also trying to find a girlfriend. And his freezer was full of roadkill. It was so weird.
Good luck.
Like, warning bells. Even though he seemed nice and like practical because he really was saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that's roadkill. And he was going through like, well, I can't have this one, but this is a bird and you can and like all the rules.
Nikki, you got to get off YouTube, all right?
No, this is learning about like it keeps me from like, I got to learn where the warning bells are. This is one.
All right. I had a friend of mine, her job one summer was basically she worked on the road crew.
Cleanup
this was
crew.
In West Virginia. They would go, they would clean up dead animals.
What did she do to deserve that?
I don't know. She said it paid really well. And the other thing they would do is they would go around and like if there was standing water somewhere, it was their job to go and put chemicals in it so that you wouldn't end up with mosquitoes and stuff.
Oh, that seems like if you were being sentenced for something. That's what you would do.
Hey, for all I know, that could have been it,
but she was just calling it a job to like make it not so embarrassing.
Maybe I would have driven by and seen Sarah in an orange jumpsuit, and she's like, no, I'm getting paid, I swear!
Lots of good money. Good money. And you can keep the things you find.
That was not true.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U. Riot Control. Riot Control. On Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So, I've been playing ARMS for the Nintendo Switch. They sent us a code for that. And I will tell you, if you would like to see me playing it, right now at riot.radiou.com.
It's neat to be able to see the gameplay if you've not, yet had a chance.
So you can watch me playing ARMS. ARMS is a third-person fighting game. Think boxing, but not boxing, like future boxing. You pick from a bunch of different characters, and they have really long arms. And the concept is kind of simple. Again, you pick from, was it 10 characters? I didn't actually count. And what you do is you hit a button to punch with your left arm, a button to punch with your right arm. You can block, and you can jump, and then you can, like, leap to the side.
Seemed like a lighter, not like a Mortal Kombat, but just with the fighting, lighter.
It is that kind of fighting game, but it is very lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
Now, what I can't seem to figure out is, is it simple or are the controls simple and then they lead to something far more complex? Honestly, with my time with ARMS, I'm still not entirely sure, but again, you can watch me. Now, one of the big hooks for ARMS on the Nintendo Switch has been, hey, you can play with motion controls. So move your left arm forward and your character punches with their left arm. Move your right arm forward and they punch with their right arm. And then, like, I've seen lots of videos of people doing that and they're like, yeah, I'm having fun!
But does it really work?
Dude, I thought the motion controls were hard. I think part of it comes down to with motion controls, you have a tendency to, like, if you do something wrong and you freak out, like you throw your arm up or something, well, that's a move. And
it'll either help or hurt you.
It does something, and you're like, oh, I didn't need to do that.
That's funny.
And so, the punching thing was cool, but, like, moving left and right and blocking and doing the charge shots and stuff, I thought that it was very hard to get my brain to get the motion controls. I didn't feel like it was a technical hurdle so much as it was, I don't really play games that way, and you could really tell. And if you watch the video, you can see about 20 minutes in, I just switch over to a regular controller, and all of a sudden I start winning. And so I thought it was just way, way easier to use with a standard controller. I think the best thing the ARMS has going for it is it is fun, it is simple, and it looks amazing. Like, it looks so good. The characters look very cool. It's got a really high frame rate, so it's buttery smooth, and it's very bright and colorful and fun. And in that way, it kind of reminds me of Splatoon. It's just that really bright, colorful aesthetic that I think makes the game very attractive to look at and adds to the fun factor. Lots of interesting characters. They do play differently. And each character in ARMS on the Nintendo Switch has got three different options for ARMS. So, like, you start out with, I was playing with the girl, and she's got a punch. You can get some kind of a ribbon-like arm, and then some kind of a, I don't know, it shoots something out. Like, there are three different options.
Like a cannon?
Yeah, and as you play, you can actually unlock. It's not so much that you as you win matches, you get money. You take that money into a mini game where you could potentially win new arms that you could use as you are punching and hitting stuff. So in general, like, I liked it. I don't feel like it's very deep. I wish it had a story mode. Like, I played all the way through the Grand Prix mode, and before each match and after each match, you get little bits of character from an announcer.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Like, some of those characters I thought were really cool, and I was like, you know what? You should tell the story of the mummy. So I started adding my own story about how he was angry about the movie that came out.
Oh, and so he's fighting now.
He's fighting now because he's low on money and he had to get out there and make some money.
That's not from Nintendo.
I don't think that's the story that they were looking for. So, hey, if you want to check out the video or you want to see some more about ARMS, you can find it on our YouTube channel, Radio U Riot, or you can go to riot.radiou.com.
There you can also catch up on more for Obadiah Plays, which is on Twitch as well. So anytime he goes and plays,
yes,
you can watch him and see what he's doing.
It's there.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
You know, all of that public defecation, urination, whatever, it's fine.